Hey, welcome back to another RCS Live. As always, Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering, alongside Don Newberry, our traffic acquire specialist. How's it going, Don?
Hey, Nate.
Welcome to another RCS Live here. And as you know, we're going to talk about some acquire stuff today, but I always have some housekeeping I want to talk about first. Today, we're talking about some acquire contracts and kind of working smarter, not harder. But of course, we got to talk about Dawn. NAB is just weeks away over here. It flies by, right? All of a sudden, it's like, oh, April is a couple weeks away. As a reminder, we have, we're going to be there. We have our booth, as always. You can stop on by. You can reserve some time with us as well. Talk about any one of our products from Zeta G Selector to some of the new things we're doing with Zeta Cloud. I know we have some exciting things going on that platform as well. And don't forget, too, about audio display. We have audio display we'll have there. Talk about how you can schedule your campaigns with your RDS overrides, with your promos, and so much more with audio display. So that's some really great resources for you. And as I mentioned, we have a couple little things we're revealing at NAB as well. I can't talk about it right now, but just know, of course, check out our socials in the future. We'll do some RCS Lives, but some of those features we're announcing over at NAB. And one last thing I want to mention, too, before we dive into it, Dawn, is don't forget about our archive over at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. We have over 150 videos of tips and tricks from Acquira to Zeta to G Selector to audio display and RCS Cloud and so much more. So if you're curious to any videos, you can always email myself or reach out to support. We'll get you in touch over there. And each one of those videos, you can do YouTube and Facebook and all of that. But the archive does have a written blog talking about what we discussed in each video, saving you some time and energy to kind of find the exact topic you're looking to find. So some really great stuff over there. And of course, I have a chat open too. So always great to see you too. I see you, Corey. Thanks for checking in. So of course, if you have any questions in the chat, we're on YouTube and Facebook and all that good stuff. But let's go ahead and dive right in, Dawn. And let's talk about some acquire contracts and working smarter when there's a change to the contract.
Hey, Nate. So I think you know I worked as a traffic manager for many years at all kinds of stations. And so I'm really familiar with the life cycle of a contract. And one of the things that happens frequently and consistently are revisions to those contracts for lots of reasons.
Okay.
Yeah. It may be, you know, the client may call and say, don't start me on a certain day. Maybe the production's not ready. Maybe they want to end it. So there's lots of reasons that they may want that. And Acquira makes it really easy to make those changes.
Just to start here, so we're working right now in our Acquira system. By the way, we're on our 324.1209, but we do have some new Acquira releases out as well. So keep an eye on that for some new features in Acquira. And we're working right now in the traffic and the contracts section, correct?
Correct. And I've gone into...
Sorry, I want to make sure we set the mood, Dawn, as we start working on it.
And I've gone into spot lines on the contract, and this contract has two spot lines that you can see. And typically, you may have to go into a spot line if a client says, hey, I need you to make this change. You may have to go to that spot line. You may have to end the line, split the line, add a new line to accommodate those changes. But in Acquira, you can just do it inside the one spot line. I'll go in this first spot line, for instance. It's a 10-week spot line. It's on one station. And so let's say the client has called and said that first week of my 10 weeks, I don't want to run on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So I can look down here and I can see the different day parts. Here's another thing that's a cool feature in Aquara. Mm-hmm. You'll see I have, this is one spot line. I have all these day parts listed on this one spot line. In a lot of systems, you may have one spot line per day part. Mm-hmm. And so you won't have a whole bunch of spot lines. But in here, I have one spot line and I've got my overnights booked. I've got my afternoons and some rotators. So that's another efficiency in Aquara. Yes. You can just do it all right here. But I can see that there's no Mondays here. There is a Monday on this spot line and a Tuesday. So I think I said the client called and said, don't run on Tuesdays. So if I were to go in here and just take this Tuesday out on the top level, it's going to take it out for all the Tuesdays that are on the mm-hmm. contract. And I don't want to do that because they want to run on Tuesdays, just not that first week. So I'm going to expand this and just drop down into the detail of the spot line. I can see all the weeks listed.
Because we have 10 weeks, right?
Right. So I'm just going to go into this first week and I can see there's a Tuesday spot. Maybe the client said, hey, just take that Tuesday spot and move it to Friday. I can go in here and I can just delete that one spot. And there's a check mark to let me know that something has changed from the original mm-hmm. on here. And then I'm just going to now put it on Friday. Again, that says you made a change on Tuesday, you made a change on Friday, and you also can see the shading is darker. Mm. So that's another way to say, hey, there was a change on Tuesday. So that's really kind of cool and efficient.
And so for that example, Dawn, so if we had, let's say, as you were mentioning, if you wanted to change, let's say there's a restaurant for whatever reason, and they're like, hey, listen, we're having a big... you know, whatever it is, we're trying to push the restaurant at the end of the month for whatever reason. Let's backload the week, like at the end of the month. You can go into, in theory, like, you know, week three or whatever it ends up being at the end of the, you know, end of the month, and push mm-hmm. those spots over, right? So you can kind of say, for this particular week, we're doing just the individual week override and saying, take the spots from Monday, Tuesday, and push them to like Thursday, Friday, something like that, right?
Yeah, you could certainly do that. And I could just take those out on week three and I could move them here. And you'll see it retains my total of five. So it didn't make any change to that. But again, I can see here that I've made changes to all these days. Let's say the client called and wanted you to take out Fridays on week 10. I could go in here and he said, hey, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to make it good. I'm just going to delete that spot. And then you'll see this changes to four. It was original five, if you see mm-hmm. up here at the top. But it's only changed this week to four. All the other weeks, they're going to stay at five.
Now, what happens to that one spot, that last one?
So I just deleted it because the client had said, you don't have to make it good, just delete mm-hmm. it. But if the client had said, move it to week four, I could certainly go in and add it here. And that's going to change the total here, but it still balances out the contract because now there's only four on that last.
Yeah, because the book total spots would be the same, right?
Right.
Yeah. And
if I have... Mm-hmm. on this rotator. This is a rotator, which to me means I can book these spots any day, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And I've said book eight. So Aquara's gone in to each week and it's tried to evenly place them. You'll see here week one, week two, the lay down varies each week because they are rotators. They're not fixed mm-hmm. like these. But again, the same thing can happen. I can take these out. I can move them around really easily. I can do whatever I need to do. Maybe just move all these to, you know, front load those.
Mm-hmm. 23. Oh, 23. Tell about front loading.
don't want to do that. But and we've retained the original amount on this line. So you can see it's really, really easy to make that change.
I was going to say, if you're like me and you do like one click and then somebody says something and you're like, ooh, shiny thing. And you come back, you can see you still have the total line booked at the header there of that day part. So if you do, let's say, make some clicks, then you have to get distracted and you come back into it. You can see based on the individual week what your total spots are. And you can definitely compare that to the total booked, correct?
Sure. And you, and again, it's easy. Now I can, if I were to go into this contract again at some point, I could easily see, okay, I know that there have been revisions made, and these are the days that it was made to. Another thing I wanted to point out on Aquara, here's the additional spot line. You can see it's on two stations. Well, that's another thing about Aquara. Instead of having one spot line per station, if the schedule is the same, I can book this one spot line to multiple stations. And take care of that at one time.
So if you're like market specific, so you can have said all the stations in the market get essentially one contract across all stations.
Right. And they could have the one spot line. So let's say on this spot line, the client called and said, hey, I don't want to run on the weekends on my FM station on that first week. I can once again expand this. Now I see the lay down for both the AM and FM. And let's say he did, the client did say, take my spots off of the weekend on the first week. I've taken those off only on the FM station. It's down to 8. My AM stays at 10. And each week ultimately stays the same because I just made the change to that week. And again, just like on the other line, if I wanted to move those two spots to another day, another week, I could do that as well. If I wanted to put them here, I could delete them and what have you. But you're going to get the same behavior. You can see the revisions. But I did want to point out that you can just change one station, if that's the case, on the same line at the same time.
And just curious on your thoughts, because you're the traffic professional here. If I was going to go and say something like, if I had a contract that was in the system and I had the AM and the FM, and I said something like, hey, for this week, take all the spots off the AM, put it on the FM. Would that affect anything down the road, like big picture for the contract, or is already inputted as essentially this is, it's all okay to move freely amongst itself?
And you could do that. I could take all these spots off, you know, for this particular week on my AM, and I could move them to the FM. The only thing that is going to change, you know, if I've moved it from my AM to my FM, you know, and I start making those changes, the only thing that's going to change is the revenue, of course, for my AM station. And that amount is now going to be diverted to the FM station.
And that'd be reflected in the post right after it reconciles all that stuff.
Right. Because what would happen, I make that change, I save the contract. Aquara is immediately going to reschedule the entire contract, and it's going to take off those spots that I removed from the AM station, and it'll schedule them on the FM station. And I don't have to do any of that manually. That's just going to happen.
Awesome. So if you had, let's say, a 10-week campaign with a local restaurant, and all of a sudden they're trying to push something, they could just flip it for that 1 week, and you know that the numbers and the accounting invoicing will reflect that down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever I dictate here is going to be how it airs and how it bills and how it reports.
That's awesome. Last call for questions here for Dawn, by the way. And just to kind of recap over here, if I want to go back to those spot lines, Dawn. So the idea is that, hey, listen, there's never a time when a client decides to change his, you know, his advertising schedule, right? And so what we're showing you here is ways to essentially not having to redo your contract, just go into the spot lines themselves and manually just making some adjustments. And one of the things that Dawn mentioned, which I wanted to just highlight too, if you do it from the top header, right where the day part is, that's going to remove it from essentially. So on that line item, if we remove, let's say, Monday right there, that will remove Monday from all 10 weeks, correct?
Correct. You'll see here how it's missing from Monday.
Versus if we go and expand that and by the multiple stations listed, depending on the contract, we can go and say, don't remove it from every Monday, just remove it from the week three Monday.
Right. Exactly.
So there is some kind of macro and micro changes you can make on here. And we also can do the same exact thing with rotations in the time segments below that as well.
Yep. Awesome. You got it.
And then any changes made are reflected in the invoicing on the back end.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Hey, listen, don't forget, there's some great videos with Dawn. If you're a new Acquire user or experienced Acquire user, we have some great videos over on our archive. You can check it out on this link right here. It's just www.rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Don't forget, we're going to be at NAB teasing some really cool things involving the cloud. Can't wait to talk about that. And of course, check out our socials for future RCS videos as well. Dawn, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, I'll see you at NAB.